We are on Daf, Mem Tes Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the end of the next to the last line. Rabbi Shmuel Sha'omar Mishum Avoisov Mayhi. What did Rabbi Shmuel say Mishum Avoisov? The Sanya is called Hachelev Asher Alakeret. The Pasuk speaks about the chaylev hamechase es hakerev, and then the pasuk speaks about ve'es kol chaylev asher al hakerev. Is the siches chulin in dafresh ayin hay? It just explains, and he just explains 198 gimel. He just explains Teichwerter. What is Chaylev HaMechase Sakerev? He says like this. He says this is in the first paragraph, in the middle of the first paragraph. Maybe let's start from the third line. Achaylev HaMechase Sakerev Vasheni Kol Achaylev Asher Alakerev. Hakerev Hu Shem Koilu. The Kerev is Hashem Koilu Le'evorei Ho'iku. All the digestive organs, hakeres, besakoises, ahemses, hakeve, vahadakim. This is all included in the kerev. Achelev amechase es hakerev. Va'alkein. Achelev amechase es hakerev. Hainu hakrum hagodol. Kisak. It's a large membrane of fat. Haporus kisimlo al kol evorim elu keechod. It covers all these evorim. Hanikra al shem kach chaylev aprise. And let us just look in the sichas chulin reish ayin vav, the bottom picture on reish ayin vav. Here we see this very well. We see this is the chaylev hamechases akerev. And there's an abundance of organs that are being covered by this chaylev. This is chaylev hamechase sakerev. Now, you have inside, you have the hemses, and it's like a sack. You have the besakoises. This is the chaylev hamechase sakerev. Now, that's Teichfeld. Now, let's look in the left paragraph. The second line. Upeirish kol hacheilev asher al hakerev. Now that's before the roshes. Hu hacheilev sha'al ha'evorim atzma. This is a chaylev which covers certain evorim. That's al hakerev. Vuhu mashomru lekamon batzadikimul amad alef. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Chaylev sh'al hemses ubeis ha'koises asurim v'onish koris. This is a separate coating of chaylev. It's underneath the first coating. The first coating, the outer coating, mechase sakerev, covers everything. But now you'll take off this coating, the coating of fat mechase sakerev. There is a chaylev which is on specific evorim. And this is Shalahemses Ubeisakoises Asurim Va'onish Korish. Vizel Chaylev Sha'al HaKerev Dahainu HaChaylev Sha'al HaEva Atzvoi. This is on certain Evorim, and the Baal will say, the Baal mentions two, the Hemses and the Beisakoises, which more than that is a tumul, it seems. Now, just let's go further, and Shagam Chaylev Zeh Porus Alahemses Ubeis HaKoises Kisimlo. Yeah. Now, this is Porus. Porus means it's not firmly attached. It's just spread over the Hemses. The first Chaylev is spread over all the Evorim. Spread over means it's not firmly attached. You can peel the chaylev off, and the second chaylev, a chaylev al hakerev, which is on certain evorim, which is another chaylim, which is underneath the top chaylim, is also povus. It is spread over and not firmly attached. So al kaponim, now we know the teichment of hamachases hakerev and hachaylev al hakerev. Now on the second posik, the posik that says, ve'es kol hachaylev asher al hakerev. So in the second posik, it seems we're marbe something more. Ve'es kol. So it is the vav or the kol, or that's debatable. About al koponim, now we know a little taichvelta, now let's go to the baraisa. The sanya, we learned in a baraisa, is kol achelev asher al hakerek. Lohovi chelev shal gabei hadakin divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Chelev shal gabei hadakin Lekamon omrinin, what is this chaylev shal gabi yadakim? Reish meyoy, ba'amse, boy. Boy, reish meyoy, ba'amse, boy greire. That this is bezel chaylev sha'al hadakim. This is the chaylev sha'al hadakim. What Rabbi Shmuel is asking. Kshehama'ayim maschilim limoshech minakeva, when the ma'ayim start extending from the keva is the last stomach, and when the ma'ayim start coming out from the keva, havi chaylev sha'al hadakin osor ad amo. So till an amo, this is osor, the chaylev which is attached to the reish ma'oy, Lidivrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now, here we have a real picture of what we're speaking about, in the Tmunei Choyl in page 70. So here we have a picture. Here we have the Keve. We'll be speaking about the Chelev Sha'ala Keve. And from the Keve goes out the Reish Ma'oi. This is the Reish Ma'oi that extends from the keva, and there's chaylev on this also. So we are marbe from the eskol, but the chaylev on this is also. Avi chaylev shaladakim osar ad amo. That means it seems the first amo that extends from when the keva ends and the reish moi, so the first amma, you have to be goyrer the chaylev, because the chaylev on this is also. V'divir Rabbi Shmuel, mipnei shechaylev sha'al hakerev shekoyrin tila mechubo boy. Now, let us look in the Sichas Chulin for 1 minute. Well, he explains this in 202 Gimel. So this is in 202 Gimel. We can look at the picture in the Sichas Chulin. In 202, this is Daf Reish Ayin Ches. And Daf Reish Ayin Ches, we have in front of us, we have here the Keva, which is on the bottom, at the bottom of the picture. And then from the keva extends the reish me'oi ba'amse k'shemayim aschilim limoshech mina keva. Now, this picture, let us just explain this picture. If we look at the reish me'oi, we have here surrounding the reish me'oi fats, that's this white line, that's the line next to it. That's the avichaylev shaladakim osa ad amo. So he has avichaylev shaladakim. So we have here, he has in both sides of the reish me'oi, we have here a line, which the reish me'oi is, he colored it. And the white border next to it, this is the chaylev shagabi hadakim. But we have to know one more thing. Next to this chaylev, we have the chalev, which Rashi calls chalev sha'ala kerev, but it seems this is the chalev hamechases hakerev. And right next to this, you have here the chalev hamechases hakerev mechubal boy. This fat, which is attached to the dakin, to the reish ma'oi, is also attached to the chalev hamechases hakerev. So now, the chalev hamechases hakerev is straight. That's 100% straight. And this chalev sha'ala dakim is mechuba. It's a different chalev, but it's mechuba to the chalev amachasa sakerev. It's attached to it. So he brings down in the second paragraph, in the middle of the second paragraph, this on the left side, ubiya rashi etzleinu, this is the left paragraph. The chalev haprisa is called the chalev hamechases hakerev. This whole amo is not mechuber to the chalev haprisa. Elalak betchila sa'amo, the beginning of the amo, the mokim boy mistayim chalev haprisa. It seems there the chalev haprisa ends, and there it's attached to the chalev hadakim. Umashe tzorech ligrer ame, hu mipnei shekol chalev ze yoinek me haprisa. That means it's a different chalev, it's a chalev, that's a chalev of the dakin. But this chalev, when this chalev starts out, it's mechuba, and that's what we see right next to it, shechalev shala kerev shekeontilo mechuba boy, it's attached, they're two different chalevs. But since this chalev, this chalev amachasas a kerev is mechuba to the chalev that's on the dakim, so it's yainik from this chalev, so it's straight. And it seems the shir yainik goes to la'amo. More than that, that chalev is not yainik anymore from the chalev amachases hakerev. So that is the Teichwerter and Rashi. So let us go back to Rashi. So Rashi says, avu, this is the drosh of Rabbi Yishmael, and Rashi explains it. Mibnei shechelev sha'ala kerev shal kerev shekeren tila. This is this whole membrane mechuba boy. Va'kosev marbei. I wouldn't say this misvor. Mi bechlal mi ve'es kol achelev. That's the kol achelev. That's what we're marbe. The chelev shal adakim. Avol chalev sha'ala keve, but the chalev sha'ala keve, let's look again in the Sichas Chum, the picture we'll see this chalev, there's two chaloven by the keve, there's, if we look at the keve looks something like a bow, and you have inside fats and outside fats, if you look in the picture in the Sichas Chulin 202 Gimel, so there's fats on the inside and the outside, so, by the keva, there he points to both fats. We won't get into now, we won't explain exactly which fats we're speaking about. So that's, so he's explaining word for word of Rashi. Avol chalev sha'ala keva, Rabbi Yishmael muta. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's muta. V'hainu mesaya kahane. That is what the Gemara had said before, that the chalev sha'ala keva, and we have it about two fats, the chalev shala keva, that's not, we're not malbe that. We just malbe the chalev shal gabi adakin, which means the reish ma'oi, and that is it.
Yeah.
This is Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Lahavi Chalev Shal Gabi Akev. And Rabbi Kiva says, Lahavi Chalev Shal Gabi Akev, that he says this kol is marbe the chelev shal gabi yakeda. It could very well mean he's moide that the chelev al adakin is us, and he's moisev the chelev shal gabi yakeda. For the meaning, so the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha. These psukim are speaking about what your makriv on the mizbeach. But that this he says on dafreisha in ches. The kosev haprimegodim shemachloikis Rabbi Shmuel veRabbi Kiva beikra leinemra beisar achilas chaylev. It wasn't said on Achilles Chaylev, it's a 202 Gimel, the second paragraph, on the right side. El Nemro Linyin Kotchen. This Machloik is in Vayikron Kotchen. Eilu Achalom Moilum Legavoya. Shabi Shmoil Moisev is Chaylev Hadakim. Rabbi Kiva is Chaylev Akeva. So that's speaking about Haktore, which Chalovim are you Machtim. But no Leib Dimi Machlekusum Linyin Isar Achilles Chaylev. Shamra Teire, because the Teire said someplace else, Ki kol oichol chaylev, min abeheim asha yakriv mimene yishol Hashem, v'doshu razal, chaylev shekemoisai kosher lekorev, hu sha'osa ba'achilev. We learn now the chaylev that we're makriv, we're makta, that chaylev is osa ba'achilev. Chay kol chaylev, shenidrish l'gvoy, yi osa ba'achilev. So when you say these psukim are speaking about Hilchis Haktoras Chalovim, but Al Kaponim, whatever your makter is also machil. And so we have here, so Rabbi Shmuel said the Chaylev Adakin is also, Nocher Rabbi Kiva was Moisev, Afilu the Chaylev Shal Gabi Akeim. And that's Rabbi Shmuel Kahanim Messiah Kahan. Rimini, so the Gemara says, Aleske Kasha. Then we have another Baraisa. Ve'es Kol HaChaylev Asher Ala Keret. Rab Shimon Oimel. So Rab Shimon said, Ma Chaylev, Amechas Es HaKeret. Or here it says Rabbi Shmuel, is Gevaldik. Rabbi Shmuel Oimel. Ma Chaylev, Amechas Es HaKeret. Krum V'niklaf. We're Makish. It the Pasuk says, Es HaChaylev, Amechas Es HaKeret. V'skol HaChaylev, Asher Al HaKeret. So we're Makish, the Chaylev, Asher Al HaKeret, to the chaylev that is mechases akeret. Ma chaylev ha mechases akeret. Just like the chaylev that's mechases the keret. Kurum v'niklaf. There's a membrane over the chaylev, and that membrane peels off easily. Af kol kurum v'niklaf. So if you want to see a beautiful picture of kurum v'niklaf, he is over here in the Chun illuminated in the Tmune Chayel, page 72, Krum V'niklav. There's a Krum over here that there's Chaylev underneath it, and there's a Krum on top of the Chaylev. You can very easily peel off this Krum from the Chaylev. That means when you encounter chaylev, there's something on top of the chaylev. There's a krum on top of the chaylev that very easily peels off. So Memele Rabbi Shmuel said that just like with the chaylev of Machasa Sakerev, this whole chaylev has a krum on top of it that peels off. So the chaylev, as called a chaylev asher ala kerev, also has to have a krum on it. And if you have a chaylev that doesn't have a krum on it, that's mutter. We'll see soon. My nafkemina. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, ma chaylev amechases akeret. Krum v'niklav. All the chaylev amechases akeret is a krum on top of it, and you can peel it off readily and easily. Af kol krum v'niklav. Let's see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, krum v'niklav. Krum dak yesh olof. There's a thin membrane that's over the chaylev, and the whole chaylev mechases the keret. V'niklav ha-krum me'al ha-chaylev. You can separate the krum from the chaylev. She'enei otuk boi kol kach. It's not tightly attached. Av kol krum v'niklav. So what is that? What does he want to be malbe? Vahainu. So this comes to include vahainu nami chaylev shal gabi akeivo. The chaylev shal gabi akeivo. That chaylev is a klum on it also. So when you're malbe kol, you're also malbe chaylev shal gabi akeivo. Because we will see, Chaylev shall gabi adakim. Everyone holds. We'll see if Rabbi Kiva holds that that's also. And not only that, Rabbi Shmuel is Moisev. I've seen it before. Rabbi Shmuel is Moisev. The Chaylev al gabi akeva, since it has this, it's kum v'niklav, and we're makish Chaylev sha'ala kerev. To the chaylev shamechases a kerev. So as long as you have this tnai, so memela it's chayiv kores, and you marked it on the mizbeach. So memela Rabbi Shmuel said in this paraisa that as long as it has this maila of this characteristic of krum v'niklav, it's a chayiv. So therefore, the chaylev shal gabi akeva has this, so it's chayiv. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Kiva oima, Rabbi Kiva said, ma chaylev amachasas akerev toysov krum v'niklav. Avkol toysov krum v'niklav. Now what does this mean? Sukt Rashi, toysov, he simlosoi a beged mitargeminon. He toisove. So as a toisov is a beged. Kisimla hu porus ala kerev. It is like a beged that is spread over the kerev. That we makish, because the chaylev amachases a kerev is mamish like that. It's like a sack that's spread over the kerev. So the chaylev shala kerev also has to have this characteristic that it's not oduk to the aver. It's spread over the aver, but not tightly attached. That's one taich. And another taich is that a simla, it's one entity. It's not small shtiklach of chaylev attached to the thing. It's one big simla. One entity. So that's like a simla. Simla is a beged. V'chein kol adakin b'roishon, the dakin b'roishon, also are like this, it's one. Avol chaylev akeva einoi toisev, it's not like a simla, elo chatichais hu oduk. It's shtiklach of chaylev, it's not like a simla, it's more pieces of chaylev coming out from the keva. But it's not toisov, it's not poros, it's not like a simla. So memele, so Rabbi Kiva says that this chaylev is muta. It has to be completely similar to the chaylev amachasas akeret. V'shaladakim meroishe v'holo, but further the dakim, when it goes further after the amo, Haino minakanta. So, okay, the Sichas Chulin's Moir, it's very far yet from the kanta. Kemafrishin oise mehem, nishar minachelev etzlam, v'loi toisefu ela oduk behem. It's not spread over it. It is a chelev that is dovuk. It's a chelev that is dovuk to the dakim. So now we have al koponim, according to Rabbi Kiva, there are three tnoyim to chaylev that's also. It has to have a krum on top of the chaylev, but also the chaylev should not be firmly attached to the eva, and it should be one shtickle, not different shtiklech attached, one long shtickle like a simla. That's Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shmuel said no, as long as there's a krum over it, the oif and the chaylev, it's a simla, it's not a simla, that's irrelevant. Al kaponim, we have here a stira, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And here Rabbi Shmuel asks the chaylev shala keva because it's krum v'niklav. And Rabbi Kiva is Mata. That's the Kasha. That was the Ramino. Sholach Rovin Mishmei de Rabbi Yochen, Kach hi atzo shal Mishnah. No, no. This Baraisa, this is how it is. Rabbi Shmuel Aser de Chaylev Sholach Keve, and Rabbi Kiva was Mata. Ve'epach Kamaisa, in the first Baraisa that said Rabbi Shmuel was Mata the Chaylev Sholach Keve. No, it's the other way. Rabbi Shmuel Aser and Rabbi Kiva was Mata. Meiko. Fragt der Gemore, mei Chos ist der Abriss kam Meise. Eipach was reiß ich. Hei habe ich erst dir es, aber hei chet heiße, you stick to the bas reiße. So der Gemore sagt, schein ich hoche, kim de ktoni, ma dafke. That means, the bereiße explain explicitly the tam of each tane. This tane said, in order to be chela bosa, you need this one said you need taste of krumbenikla. It's not mistava if they made a mistake that they would mix up these two things. Yeah, each one said a whole megillah. What you need is a, if to say what the first price that we had, he says ala kev, he says ala dakim. So there, you can make a mistake. You can switch the mandamra. But if there's a whole Megillah, there's an oifen, how he learned out, that ma this Krumbeniklav, or Tais of Krumbeniklav, it's not Mistava, they mixed it up over there. So Mistama, that's Mistama, the authentic Machloikis. And Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Chelev Shalakeva is also because it's Krumbeniklav, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's Mutter. Let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. The way you ask, that's how it is. The epoch kamaisa. Umeichetesis, Moses Kim and Diktoni Machela. Shedoyre Shesamikro. He darshens the posset. Behutzrech le dagdeik. Lemar krumbeniklav, ulemar toisev krumbeniklav. Dafko. So Mestama, if there was a whole drosha, so Mestama, that they remembered much better. But Nachlev Dimrei Shal Zebazel. Fine. So that's it. So now we know Rabbi Shmuel is the Machmer, and Rabbi Kiva is the Meikel. Frech the Gemara, Ihochik Rabbi Shmuel. So the Ihochik Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. So let's hear it Rashi. Yochi, Rabbi Shmuel, but me, Hodam, but Lel Nogu, boy, Heter, Rabbi Shmuel, the Kanunoik Heter, the Hevel, Rabbi Kibu, the Shorile, Belay, Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Omar, Nachma Yitzchak, Omar, Mishum Avoisa, Belay, Lay, Svira. No. Rabbi Shmuel said, Mishum Avoisa, that the cave is Mutta Taka. That's he said, Mishum Avoisa, that's what he had before. But he holds that the cave is not. But Al Kaponim, that memre, Omer Rabbi Shai Chaylov, Shkabi Keva Kanim Noga Beheta, Kabi Shmuel Shomer Mishum Avoisov. Rabbi Shmuel said Mishum Avoisov, that's it. He personally held that it's also. He was Chaylov Al Avoisov, but Al Kaponim, the Mishum Avoisov. That was Rabbi Shai, he said over him, Rabbi Shmuel Mishum Avoisov. Fine. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Let's go for it. Amara Chaylev Toher Soisim Tomei Einoi Soisim. If you have Chaylev Toher, Chaylev that Shumin, which is Mutter, and you'll have an Ekev, so now we could just figure out before we go further, we'll see that Chaylev Toher is not Toisov. The characteristic of Chaylev HaMachasa Sakerev, Mechaylev Shala Kerev, this is Chaylev that is Taisov, which is loose. It is a loose fat. That it's one long sheet of fat and it's loose. It's loose. It's not Oduk to the Eber. That's Chaylev Tomei. The Chaylev Toyer, the Shumin, which is Mutter, is Oduk. It's not, it's Shtiklach of fat, which are attached to the Eva. So Memela, so Rav said now, in Hilchus Treifes, if you have a Nekev, and the Nekev is Nistam, with chaylev, so it doesn't matter what chaylev is oisimit. If you have chaylev toher is oisimit, so that chaylev is a good steamer. It's oduk. It's attached well to the eva, so it'll be oisim the neker. Chaylev tomei ain't a oisim because it's loose. It's a loose chiba, not a steamer. Omar Rav. Chaylev toher soisim. Tomei einay soisim. Let's see what Rashi says. Chaylev toher soisim. Kigoyim. Dakim shenikvu. There's a nekiv in the dakim. Vechaylev hakanto. So now Rashi jumps to the kanto, which the whole kanto is attached with chaylev, which is mutter. Rashi said before, the chaylev hakanto is mutter. Soisim es a nekiv. Ksheire. The chaylev toher. Oduk u me'oid. It's very tightly attached to the eva. Have a steamer mal yosa. That's a good steamer. Tomei einay soisem kegoin keres oihemses chenikev v'cheilev hamechases akerev soismom v'cheilev hamechases akerev soismom ein a steamer lefisha einay chibur elotoisel. So others want to say that here Rashi says Chaylev HaMechases HaKerev is going on the for the Keres, that Hemsis, the you have also the Chaylev Sha'ala Kerev is also not a good theme because it's also Toysav. Fine. So that's what Rav said. Chaylev Toyer Soysam Tomei Eni Soysam. Rav Sheish is Oma Echot Eima Echot Zev Echot Zev Soysam. That Rav Sheish said no. Chaylev Tomei, even though it's not so firmly attached, but it's also a good steamer. Boy Rab Zeire, now we'll see Rab Zeire did not know the lumdus of Rab. Chaylev Chayema, he just heard the member of Rab, Chaylev Toyer Soysen, Tommy Aini Soysen. So Boy Rab Zeire, Chaylev Chayema, the Chaylev of a Chay is Mutta. My, Davke Oma Chaylev Toyer Soysen is the criteria, he means to say, Mutta Dike Chaylev, is soisim. Ve'ainami toiru. Nechelev of achaye. Nechelev mechasas akerev. Is muta by achaye. So it's also toiru. Oidil me mishim de mahadik. Ve'ailoi mahadik. No, the vote isn't toiru. It's the vote is because toiru has this characteristic. It's mahudik. And the tomei is not mahudik. And the chelev of achaye was speaking about the not mahudik dikechel, which is gan muta by achaye. But well, was a one piece soisim. Amar Abaye Maite Boile. What's the shaila? Nehei the shori bachile aduki loy mahadik. But it's not mahudik. So Abaye told Rab Zeire it's not. Rab Zeire it seems to not know the lumdis of Rav. So he told him no. That's ich pshat Rav. Let's see what Rashi says. Chaylev chaya mechases akerev. Mal sheyistam im nikev akerev shal chaya. Lahai the boy haboy leivshid leyakat the time of the Rav Ma. The one that led the shaila Abzeir did not know what the time of Rav was. I nami toy leosoch manel kol chaylev shel kesev eis. Mahadik mechu beyofa bebosa. Fine. Zuk the Gemara very interesting maise. Ahu nekev. The sosma chaylev tomei. There was a nekev that chaylev tomei was soisimit. The osay lekamei the rov. They brought this to rov. There was a nekev and chaylev tomei chaylev mechasas akerev was soisimit. Omar rov lemay nechishlo. What's the shaila? Chode the omar rav sheishes chaylev tomei nami soisim. Chaylev tomei is also soisim. So Memela, no, Rav Sheshe said, Chaylev Tomei is Soysem. V'oi, tell Tamaisa, Teire Chosa, al Mamoinam Shal Yisrael. I'll be matriv the Behema, I mean, to be realistic, I mean, it's a Teire Chosa, al Mamoinam Shal Yisrael. That's what Rove said. Omalei, Apope, Le Rove, Chav. Well, he took my Rav Sheshes was matter, but Rav Asad, Visura de Reise, it's a shayla of an Isser de Reise, But Amra Tateira Chosun Amamayin Shal Yisrael, you're talking about, I mean, this is not the Dion over here, it's a Sofik Dereis over here, Machlekes Rav Rav Sheishes, you're talking about Amamayin Shal Yisrael. I saw the art school brings down that Robert held its Oh, machleik is only a the rabbona. That means that Rav held that Rav is machma mid rabbona. Mina teire chaylef tomei is also sois mid rabbona. He said no. First of all, machleik is another rabbona. You have sheishes, and then it's a hefsin woman. It's a hefsin merube. So memele you could be mekel. And Rav Popper told Rav and Shuldik, we're not speaking about the rabbonas of you. We're speaking about the raisis. Let us see Rashi. Atayre chosse beteres koine nafkelom, vetsiva koine pino sabayis, beterm yovea koine risasanege. The koins, before the koin comes in, they empty the house. Voloi yi tome, it shouldn't become tome. Vamramei vichi mametame lo, shamre teure lahamtim shlo yira koine sanege, voloi yemer tome chi ekelem niflim. What were we afraid that should not become Tomei? And therefore we said that we should take this out from the house so it shouldn't become Tomei. Vintayim b'kliyeitz of the god of a matris mat bilam v'intayim. What's the whole calamity? Becomes Tomei, you'll table it. Amar chosat tarat licheres upachoy shein lam tar leo shvirim v'chol kachosat tarat mamaynam shel tzore yayin. This is, but this person's a tzarayin, so he says on the thing, shaytzaraz ba'ola babu shul tzarayin, he said, b'medre shaboa shaloy abayis, everything, he never wanted to lend out anything. That was one of the time in Mafinu Sabayis, as someone they came to borrow something, he doesn't have. Then now everything, this whole stockpile was taken out of the house, everyone saw what he had. But al kaponim, what they want, he should take out the klicheres. Omele rapopo, the robber rav, klima, or rav domele, tommy, any soise. Utreif is sur de reise. Vieshlo no leil rach a machma. The kaimlo michel teil o lech a machma. Rat amrit, and you say, if satir rechosna, mamayne shal Yisrael, please. That's not. And we have a similar maise. Minyomin kanduke. Minyomin, he used to sell kadim. Moiche kadim, igolilei bisteke de dufshe. He had a kad of dvash, and there was nizgale. What does it mean nizgale? There was a place where there's nachoshim, and gilui is also, because maybe the nachosh was taim from the dvash, and he put a poison in the dvash. Also lakame de rov. They came to rov, weiter. Oh my Rav, l'may nechishlo. What's there to be afraid of? No shayla. Chodah disnan. We learned a Mishnah. Shloisha mashkim asurim mishum giloy. There's three mashkin what a nochesh goes for. Hayayin, v'amayim, v'acholo. V'shal kol mashkin mutorim. So this is dvash. Nochesh doesn't go to dvash. Nenoch amol. V'oida teirechos alma moinin shal Yisrael. Amayin etz. Oh my lay Rav Nachma v'yitzok l'Rav. Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is chaylik. Because he's in Rab Shimon. You tell me the Mishnah, but Rab Shimon is chaylik on the Mishnah. And then it's a shayla of a sakonis nefoshes. It's machlekes. If the Yechayish v'gilis has sakonis nefoshes. But Amret, Atayr, Chos, Amamayim, Shalis. What are you talking about? That's irrelevant now. We have to, it's a shayla of sakonis nefoshes. You're talking about Chos, Amamayim, Shalis. Rab Shimon Mahi, the Gemara, where do we see that Rab Shimon is machmer by Dvash? Sanya, we learned about Reise. Chamisha ein b'mishum gilui, tzir v'chaymesh, the brine from fish, v'chaymesh and vinegar, shemen and Dvash and Muryis. Maybe Muryis is the brine, tzir is something else that comes out from the fish. Rab Shimon Oimer, afhein yesh b'mishum gilui. That by Dvash is Gilui also. V'amar Rab Shimon, ani ro'isi nochash sheshosa tzir b'tzaydon. I saw a nochash that was tzir there, and the nochash went. Omri loy shat yehave. That nochash was a shaita. That means if he went to take tzir, didn't have anything better to drink, he's a shaita. So that's nothing. That what you saw, that no, you once saw Nochash went to Tzir, that's Mevi in Rayim Le Yashayta. Omalei. Fine. So this was the Kasha of Nachman by Yitzchak. He said, Al Kaponim, why do you ignore Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon was Machman. So Omalei, so Rove told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Oidili mi is Petzir. Listen, by Tzir, there's a Machloikis, the Chachomim, and Rab Shimon. And by Tzir, we zichah don't paskan like Rab Shimon. The Rav Pope, Rav Huna Berei, the Rav Yeshua, the Rabbonon, ki havalu giluya shodu lei Betzir. This is a Maiser Rav, if they had a liquid that was Nizgale, they poured that liquid in the tzir, and the tzir counteracted the poison of the nochesh fakert, and they drank everything. So you see tzir, you see this is saying rapapa v'nubereim shuah v'rabonah. So Memele, Rav Shimon said you have to be chayish for tzir. But let's look what the later rabbonim did. They knew that tzir is a koich that can counteract the oros of a nochesh. So Rovis told Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, Lemaise, tell me Rav Shimon, that when it comes to Tzir, we pass them like Rav Shimon, Zichanat. We see, we don't hold like Rav Shimon. So Memele, so you see, we don't pass them like Rav Shimon by Tzir. So we don't pass like Rav Shimon, so with the by Dvashos, we don't pass like Rav Shimon. That was Rovis Teret. Omalei, so Nachman Yitzchak said, don't tell me to tzir. Omalei, oidili, miya bedvash. No. By dvash, it should be made, we do paskan like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Elozo, koi kibosei, sanye behen oye Rav Shimon ben Elozo, oise bedvash. So Memele, you have already two tanoim that aser bedvash. So Memele, so don't tell to tzir to dvash. Let us see Rashi. Kanduke oichekadim. Shamati. Bisteke katshel dvash. Rav Shimon oyisolom mishum gili kidlokamo v'gili sakonos tafoshesi. V'yesh lo nulei lechach ha-machmel. That was the kash of Nachman Yitzchak Tarova. Eibem mishum gili shei nochosh oisem mehem. Shei tohoya oisei nochosh shein chad nochoshem oisem kein. This one was a shaita. Bezeidon, Sheimoket, Amale Robel, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Oidele mi Alkochach Bezir, Leikaim Alon, Kerabi, Bei, Kerab Shem, we don't pass that Rav Shem by Zir, the Rav Pope, we wish to go Fakert, they took Megula de Kemashkin and poured it into the Zir. Eiche de Bezir, Le Silche Sikibose, Bedvash, Nami Le Silche Sikibose. Kibole, Ki Ave Megale, Geluye, Mayim, Oyayin, Ave Shodele Bezir, Lefisha Tzir Seire Fahoris, a counterbacks Doris. Vishubani Mazik, Vishoisin Oise Gili. So Nachman Yitzchak told them, Oidele Mia, the Bidvashil Chese Kebose, the Koy Rab Shimon Nolozo Kebose. Who's Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon Stomer, who Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi?